I know we do the shock collar, the question of the day in a few minutes here.
Yeah.
But before we get to that, I'm going to ask my own little question. And okay. If anybody gets it right, they get a kiss on the lips.
Yay!
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
From
can
who?
I cheat? Can I Google?
From you?
Well, we're going to find out that in a second. Because
okay.
A recent study found 60% of Americans regularly eat after 9 p.m.
Whoa.
Oh, I try so hard not to.
Strong temptation.
Yeah, it's snack.
That's a lot.
Okay. So what are the top three favorite midnight snacks?
Oh, here's the question.
You guys all have to come to a consensus on it. And again, if you get it right, you get a kiss on the lips.
Well, it's usually something snacky.
I'm getting out my Vaseline. You
okay.
guys discuss.
I
what
go
is
to it? Cereal every time.
Okay, I don't want to hear it. You guys come to a consensus.
Okay. So
maybe
I don't
like the spokesperson for the group. I'm guessing it's probably going to be Brooke because she's not going to listen to any of your answers anyway.
I think cereal was a really good guess.
I actually like
Thank
that
you.
It's a sweet thing.
I would say ice cream would be up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, ice cream I'm is big.
I'm not listening.
And
I'm not listening.
Obviously, Brussels sprouts.
Actually, that's what I eat.
Okay.
As a diabetic.
So we need the consensus. What is your consensus?
Alexis,
one guess. One guess. What is the consensus?
I would say Goldfish over Cheez-Its. Oh, we're just doing one guess? I think
one
you want the top three. You are a terrible
just,
question
asker.
Just
one thing? One thing
so
right
cereal,
out of the three.
Ice cream.
We're going cereal.
Yeah,
cereal. Cereal. We're going cereal.
Okay. Cereal is your guess. The top three favorite midnight snacks for Americans are...
Yeah.
Cookies.
Mm. Yeah, I said cookies.
Ice cream. And chips.
Oh, wow.
My All first right. thing was snacky.
So you know what? I'm going to give you guys the win anyway.
Okay.
And
Yay,
now you
kiss.
All get to triple
Wait,
kiss each
no.
other.
Oh.
On three. One, two, three.
No one's kissing me.
Oh,
I'm standing.
Oh, my God. I am glad that we're on the radio because that right. was nutty. Alexis
Jeff,
really unhinged on that.
Yeah, Alexis. Yeah,
all the way from my seat far from
yeah, that was... Yeah. Stressful to run that game.
I didn't get any because Alexis and Brooke just
I
went to
I still
town.
Don't fully know what's going on.
Yeah. I'm just
I
glad
know,
that...
Was this necessary?
Oh.
I have not caught up to what you're trying to accomplish
Jeff.
Here.
I'm saying, running a trivia game is difficult, so I'm really glad I'm not in charge of the shot collar question of the day.
Aren't we all?
That one is all up to digital, Jake, and hopefully there's some sort of, like, first, second base reward for it. Go ahead, Jake.
Is the kissing over? Can I take my blindfold off, Jeff?
Okay, you're safe now.
Okay.
Oh, that's
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey, Jake.
Well, on this day, back in 1987, the first animated short aired about a family of five from the town of Springfield.
Yay!
That would later go on to become one of the most popular TV shows in history. I'm talking about The Simpsons.
Yeah!
And who could forget those classic comedy scenarios like...
Excuse me, Bart.
What's the bell ringing in the middle of you talking?
Remember when Homer's setting up his computer and he's prompted to hit any key to continue, but he can't find the any key?
He's a little bird.
Classic.
There's too many hilarious moments to name in the over 760 full-length episodes they've done.
That's Dang. Insane.
And most people don't realize every episode also has a funny, punny title.
Really?
Oh, okay.
That's why today we're going to put you to the test in a special real or not real Simpsons episode edition of Plenty of 20.
Okay.
So these are all like puns that may or may not be the title of actual Simpsons episodes.
All right, let's go.
We're gonna start with the girl who wishes she had the body of Marge, but instead has the body of Maggie. That's Alexa.
Wow. You do
give
off Maggie.
Alexis, your Simpsons title is Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dad. Is that a real Simpsons episode or made up?
Like that was a movie, right?
Yeah,
Don't Tell the Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Yeah, and they're redoing it. Did you know that?
They're going to redo
it. Oh my God, it's such a good film. Everyone should watch that movie.
That's how I know about it from you talking about it, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, if that was a famous movie like that did really well at the time, why wouldn't they put it into the show?
Do a spoof off of it?
I'm going to say it's true, Jake.
Alexa says that's a real Simpsons episode. That is made up.
The title's not right.
Yeah, who would want Homer Simpson as a babysitter?
Jose, you're up next.
Okay.
Your title is we're on the road to Dotware. Is that a real Simpsons episode or made up?
This is hard, man, because that's obviously would be a great title if they're going on a road trip somewhere.
And it sounds like you've seen a lot of the Simpsons episode. That one doesn't ring a bell.
Every single day. So I think it was one of those days where the writers couldn't think of something specific. I'm going to say it's real.
Jose said real. That is
correct. Nice. Total guess.
We're moving on to Brooke.
Okay.
Brooke, your title is Bartman Begins The Rise of Springfield's Masked Menace. Is that a real Simpsons episode or made up?
Bartman was the funnest part of the video game in the Simpsons.
Yeah,
video
I remember
game
the video game
and
from
the
Simpsons.
Purple cape.
I remember being on the playground and teasing other kids who weren't allowed to watch the Simpsons.
I know, I had friends that weren't either.
Like, ah, sucker.
I couldn't at first.
Batman Begins, the movie, that was like the 90s, right? Was that the George Clooney one?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think it was George Clooney. I think that was Michael Keaton one. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah.
I think it's too long to be a title. They couldn't fit it into the TV guide back in the day. So I'm going to say it's not.
Brooke says that's made up. That is
made
up. Good work, Brooke.
Good detective work.
Jose and Brooke are still in it. We're over to Jeffrey.
Okay.
Jeffrey, your title is Brawl in the Family. Is that a real Simpsons episode or made up?
Instead of
like,
all
like
the
show
family.
All in the Family from the 70s.
That's what it is. I get it.
With Archie Bunker.
Oh, Archie!
Yeah. But the thing, that family is like the iconic real sitcom family. The Simpsons are the iconic cartoon family.
Which is a great twist because it's Brawl.
Yeah.
Right? And they're always fighting.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that this is a real Simpsons episode.
Jeff said real. That is correct.
Nice. All right.
Let's go to Jose. Your title is The Fat and the Furriest. Real Simpsons episode or made up?
I don't know. I can see it being real. I'm going to say it's real.
Jose said real. That is correct. Brooke, you're up next. Your title is The Bart Mangled Banner. Oh. Is that a real Simpsons episode or made up?
He's a prankster. He could do something to the flag.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's real.
Brooke said real. That is correct. We're hauling. We're over to Jeffrey.
Okay.
Jeffrey, your title, The Good, The Sad, and The Drugly. Is that a real Simpsons episode or made up?
It's never funny to joke about drugs, Jake, so I'm going to say no, they didn't do this.
Saying made up, that is incorrect. That's a real episode. Jose, we're going to give this last one to you. You get it right, you win. You get it wrong.
Sudden death, golden
and
goal.
Brooke wins.
Ooh, okay, all right.
Jose, your title is Papa's Got a Brand New Badge.
Ooh.
Is that a real Simpsons episode or made up?
I think it's the episode where Homer tries to join the police. I'm saying it's real.
Jose says real. That is correct. Jose has won this edition of
As I Should Have.
Plenty of 20.
I thought I would lose because I love The Simpsons too much.
Jose, that means you get to pick someone to hum the Simpsons theme song today while getting shocked.
I'm going to go with Maggie. sorry, Alexis.
But I have a binky in my mouth.
That'll make it easier to hum, though.
True.
Sounded just like Maggie singing
like a little
it.
Baby humming.
That was the tiniest little hum.
Your shock collar question of the day. Got your phone tab coming up in just a few minutes. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.